Okay, today, B'ezras Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Nedarim. We are up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah talks about a neder that was partially hukam and partially hufar. Amra konim tein v'anav melu she'ini to'emes. A woman said a konim that I'm not going to taste these figs or grapes. Kiyem la'te'enim, and her father or husband approved the neder for the figs. So kulukayim, the whole neder is mukuyam, even the part that's on the grapes, because approving a part of the neder is like approving on the full neder, right? That's what the Bar Tznura points out. V'taima d'chsiv isha yikimenu yakim mimenu. That we darshan from the pasuk that it's yikimenu isha yikimenu means yakim mimenu. That even if you're mekayim miktsas of the neder, it's as if you were mekayim kol haneder. But there is no such drasha by hafaras nedarim, the Bar Tznura points out. So that's why, if she said kodem teinim anavim, and he was mekayim the teinim part, the whole thing is mekuyim. But hefer le teinim, if he was mefer only the teinim part, einu mufrat she'afraf le anavim, the hafar is not binding unless he's mefer everything. Amr kodem teinim she'ini to'emes v'anavim she'ini to'emes. If she took two separate nedarim, a kodem that I'm not going to taste figs and a kodem that I'm not going to taste grapes, so since she said she'ini to'emes on each one, hare the Shnei Nedarim, they're considered to be two Nedarim, even though she only used one Lashon of Konem, but she said She'eni Tu'emes twice. So therefore we view that as two separate Nedarim, and each one needs its own Hafara or its own Hakama. Now we move on to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So we said that in the 10th Perek, that her father or husband could be made for a Neder only B'yom Shama. Once that day is over, that's it. He can no longer be made for the Neder. So the Mishnah talks about a father or a husband who heard about a Neder but didn't know at the time that he was allowed to cancel it, that he was allowed to be made for it. Let's say a husband or a father knew that there was such a concept of a neder, and he even knew that his wife or his daughter had taken that neder, but he didn't know his own power. He didn't know that he had the right to be made for the neder. So Yafra, then he's able to be made for the neder on the very day that he finds out about it, that he finds out, not about the neder, but that he finds out that he had the right to be made for it. So it could be that on Sunday he heard the neder, but he didn't know he could do anything about it. And then 5 days later, on Friday, someone says, oh, you know, there's a halacha, you could be made for a neder, because, you know, he's lamenting, oh, my wife, she's such a nadranis. And then he finds, someone says, you know, you could be made for the neder. So that's considered B'yom Shomo. B'yom Shomo is the day that he finds out that he could do something about it. You know, similar such shaila, like when you have a ger katan, right? So the halacha is that a ger katan, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, has the right to walk away and to say, I reject the gerus. So what if on the day of his bar mitzvah he knew that he was ger katan, but he didn't know that he had a right? He didn't know he had a right, and he finds out when he's 16 or 17, he's in high school, and he finds out that he has a right. So similar shaila on that day, or at that point in time, it doesn't have to be that day by gerus, but at that point in time, can he walk away? Yodea nishish mafirin avaleni yodea shezeh neder. If a guy says, I knew that there was a concept of hafaras nedarim, but I didn't know that this is a neder. I thought the neder wasn't valid to begin with. Rameir Omer lo yafer. Rameir says he's not allowed to be made for the nedarim because it was an actual neder, and if he really would have wanted to, he could have been made for the neder because he knew that there was such a thing called hafaras nedarim, and if he didn't do that, then that's considered an approval of the neder. But Chum Rom yafer. The Chum say that he's still able to be made for the neder. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Vav, in Parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav, we said that if a woman takes a neder on Te'inim Ve'anavim, and the husband is Mekayim, the neder for one of those items, the neder is Mekayim for both of those items, but if he's Mefer for one of those items, then it's not Hufar until he's Mefer for both of those items. But if she said She'eni To'emes twice, one on Te'inim, one on Anavim, then it's just considered to be two separate nedarim. And in Mishnah Zayin we said that if a guy says, I knew that there was a concept of nedarim, but I didn't know that I had the right to be mefer, then on the day that he finds out that he has the right to be mefer, he could be mefer at that point. But if he says, I knew that there was a right to be mefer, but I didn't know that this was a neder, so Meir says he cannot be mefer, and the Chum say that he can be mefer the neder. From tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Ches.